The Word of God is a vital necessity. Without it, we die. You hear me? Without it, we die. Amen. Jesus himself said, and you hear me repeat it many, many times because it's true and because I want you to get it in your spirit. Man shall not, man cannot live by bread alone. His body can, his physical body can, but you know what? Our spirits cannot live without the Word of God. So he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You hear me? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you now, before, go ahead and turn it. Well, let's pray, and then I'll tell you where to go. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for every person under the sound of my voice here today. And I thank you, Father, for everyone that's live streaming with us today. And I pray, Father, that they will have ears to hear and a heart to receive. Hallelujah. Ears to hear and a heart to receive your word today. Because that word will never, ever return to you void. But it is living. It is powerful. It is eternal. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Father, thank you that for the anointing that you place upon my life, and I'm resting in that anointing here today. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. And we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Turn in your Bibles. And I'm still teaching along the line of setbacks and disappointments, discouragements and so forth. I'm still on that line of thinking, but I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Now, while you're finding that, last week we left off talking about setbacks and disappointments and some ways that we can overcome it. And so I'm not going to re-preach what I've already preached to you and ministered to you, except I will say this. We talked about last week examining ourselves, right? Sometimes, especially when it seems like the answer never comes, sometimes we need to examine ourselves just to make sure that we are not hindering our blessing. Amen. To make sure that we are not blocking our own blessings. Amen. You do know that you can block your own blessings, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Because the Bible says that it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's God's good pleasure to bless us with what we need. Now, I believe as ministers, all of us, that we need to preach the whole counsel of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And God is a good God, and God does bless his people, and God wants to bless his people. God don't want you poor and beat down. Amen. God's called us to victory. Amen. The Bible tells us that he has made us more than conquerors, right?
Amen.
More than conquerors. Praise God. Amen. The Word of God tells us that He's given us the victory, right? Amen. And that's the victory in every area of life. We can have the victory through Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that through Christ we can do all things, right? Through Christ we can do all things. Hallelujah. I mean, that's the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God also tells us in Him we live and move and have our being in Him. And let me tell you something. In Him, there is nothing like Him. There is nothing like Him. Amen. Now, a lot of times, believers are not knowledgeable what God's will is for their life. They are not knowledgeable of His promises to them. Amen. How can you implement something you don't even know about? How can you apply to your life or your situation something you're not even aware of? Amen. God says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So we need to gain knowledge and understand that, listen to me, please hear this. God is not against you. God is for you. Say that again. God is not against you. God is for you. The devil is against you, and the devil is trying to make your life miserable in every way. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, right? And have it how? Well, let me read quote that verse properly. Jesus said, this is Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, right?
Yes.
Amen. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what the thief does. Amen. But Jesus says, I've come. That's the reason I've come, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Right.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, said that He wants us to have an abundant life, to live an abundant life. Amen. He wants us to live a life of peace. He wants us to live a life of joy. He wants us to live a life of victory. He wants the devil under our feet all the time. He does. But here is the thing. Don't you ever forget this. Don't you ever forget this. Everybody say all.
All
of God's promises are conditional.
Amen.
Say that again. All of God's promises are conditional. The Bible says that we are laborers together with Him. Let me give you a good example. How many of you know that the whole world, the entire world, have the promise of salvation? Huh? Everybody. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So salvation is for everybody. But let me ask you a question. Is everybody saved? Will everybody be saved? Is there anybody in hell right now? According to the Bible, yes. Because there are folks that died without Christ. But yet, salvation was available for them too. But guess what? They didn't choose it. Even our salvation is conditional. And it's on the condition that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only condition that we receive him as our Lord and Savior. If we don't do that, we're not born again. If we don't believe on him, if we don't believe that he's the only begotten Son of God. And by the way, I'm not talking about just mental assent. But I'm talking about actions that follow what you believe. Amen. So we have to always understand God's promises are conditional. That means we have a part to play. We have a part to play. Now, we can say all day long, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But now, if you decide, you know, God just send in everything I need. I'm just going to kick back here on the couch. I'm not going to work. Because I see what the Bible says, that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. So I'm just standing on that. So I'm not going to hit a lick at nothing. Just watch a little TV, sleep a little bit. Guess what? Your needs are not going to be met. See, we need to preach the whole counsel of God. See, the same Bible also said if a man don't work, he don't what? He don't eat. And he's worse than the infidel. God don't like laziness. Look over at somebody and say, God don't like laziness. Well, hallelujah. God's promises are conditional. So now, having said that, one of the things we talked about last week was we are to examine ourselves, but we want to watch out for bitterness. Remember, we talked about bitterness, and I'm just going to touch on that just a little bit. Well, before we go there, let me go ahead and read the verses to you. Amen. You definitely should have Psalm 139, but now, all right. Psalm 139, this is one of David's Psalms. And verse 23, he says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. This is the New King James Version. Know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read it again. Put 23 back on the screen for me, please. Verse 23, I want to read it again. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Now, verse 24. And see if there is any wicked way in me. Now, let me finish. And lead me in the way everlasting. Now, I'm like this. If there's something going on with me that's not right, and maybe I'm not aware of it, I want God to reveal it to me. You listen to me? I want God to reveal it to me. I want to know that I'm living right and doing my very best to please him with my life. Amen. Now, having said that, and we talked about this last week, I read this from the book of Hebrews. Matter of fact, we read it last week, but I want to go there real quick again. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Turn there real quick with me, please. Hebrews chapter 12, and I will begin reading at verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Verse 15, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Now, he's not talking to sinners here. He's talking to the church. Now, you know, we saved, and as we say, we saved, we sanctified, and we filled with the Holy Ghost, but we can allow things to grow on the inside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife and I worked a little bit yesterday in the shrubbery around our house. And I had to get down on my knees and I cut some and that I couldn't pull up by the root, but I pulled some of the stuff up by the root. I found some briars in there. That's inside the shrub. I found some small oak trees in there. I found some poison ivy in there. You know what I did? To the best I could, I pulled that stuff up by the root. Amen. That I could. I pulled it up by the root. Amen. Amen. It had a root system. And so I wanted to get it out of our shrubbery. Praise God, we did. But sometimes we have to look within. And if there's anything growing in there, if there's any poison ivy or poison oak, I don't know the difference between the two. Is there a difference? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Neither one is good, okay? But if there's any poison ivy in there that's growing, we need to pull that up by the root, because it's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt us. And you've heard me say this many times. You know, and I love these two people right here. Amen. Mr. and Mrs. I love them, but you know, if I was bitter towards them for some reason, you know, it would hurt me more than it hurt them. It would hurt me more than it would them, because it, they may get hurt for a short period of time, but you know that they get over it. But if I'm carrying around, you know, that poison oak, I use that, is growing on the inside of me, and that it's getting larger and larger and larger, and I'm getting madder and madder and madder, and you know, and I'm thinking about them all the time, how much I hate them and can't stand them, and all this. Now I'm gonna talk to some other folks about y'all. How bad y'all are, and you know how miserable people y'all are, and I'm gonna talk to some other folks about you, and the whole time you're doing all right, but I'm miserable. I am miserable. Now it's affecting my prayer life. Yeah. It's affecting my faith. Right. Can't get my prayers answered. You hear me? Can't get my prayers answered. And now I'm saved. Love God, I say. But I'm miserable. Now, when I read the Word of God, it tells me that God doesn't want me miserable. Matter of fact, I'm not supposed to be miserable. The Apostle Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. And then he said, again. Yeah, rejoice in the Lord always. And then again, just in case you didn't hear it the first time, again, listen to me. Kind of remind me of a cartoon I used to love to watch when I was a young boy. A rooster called Foghorn Leghorn. Now, some of y'all that may be close to my age, you might remember Foghorn Leghorn. He was a mess, you know. He was just a mess. But I used to like to watch him. He was aggravating that dog, you know, and he's slapping that dog around. But he always tell that dog, listen to me when I'm talking to you, boy. You know, and so we see that the Apostle Paul is saying, you know, he's not Foghorn Leghorn, but he said, again, I say rejoice. We got to keep our joy. We got to make sure we don't lose our joy, man. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care how bad it is. Don't you lose your joy. We talked about that earlier, and I won't go through it all again, but you don't want to allow the devil to steal your joy. You don't want to allow anybody else to steal your joy. Amen. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. So don't let the world take it away. Amen. Don't let the world take your joy away. So we talked about watching out for bitterness. So now, let me go back to verse 15 again. This is Hebrews 12. Looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Watch out for bitterness. Watch out for bitterness. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to cast this stuff over on the Lord. Amen? Praise God, praise God. All righty. Now. What I want to cover today, I'll get started on it, and probably won't finish, is ask yourself, am I walking in love? So go ahead right now, right where you're sitting, and those of you that are watching the live stream, right where you are, just ask yourself, and you can do it out loud, am I walking in love? Say it like this. Say whatever your name is. My name is James. Okay, whatever your name is, say your name and ask yourself, are you walking in love? Like, for example, I say, James, are you walking in love? Okay? So on three, ask yourself, are you walking in love? One, two, three. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back for a victorious church. You hear me? A victorious church. He's not coming back for a church that's just saying, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord. No, that's not what he's coming back for. He's coming back for a victorious, glorious church that loves him and will examine themselves so that they may be more pleasing to him. I believe you know your Bible. You find in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, it talks about love, 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 love. Turn Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22. I think the body of Christ need to hear the gospel of love every day. Amen. Every day. You know why? Because that's where you're going to be most challenged. Yes. Somebody going to do something, say something, act in some way that will get you bitter, cause you not to like them, to hate them. You have Matthew 22. Amen. All right, in Matthew 22, we begin reading at verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Now notice how he asked his question. He's trying to trip him up, but he asked the question. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" What commandment in the law is most important? Okay. Jesus said to him, listen to what he says, "You shall love the Lord your God." You see that? Yes. He didn't say, "Thou shalt ask the Lord your God to meet your every need. Thou shalt ask the Lord thy God to bless you with a brand new car. Thou shalt ask the Lord thy God to bless you with a brand new big house." That's not what he said. Now we know God don't mind us having those things, right? But listen what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul." He wanted it all. "And with all your mind." Let me read that again. This is Jesus' response to the great commandment question. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Verse 38, please. "This is the first." Everybody say first. "This is the first and great commandment." This is the first and great commandment. Is to love God with everything that's in you. Yes. Amen. Amen. Verse 39. "And the second," he said, "is like it. You shall love your neighbor as your self." Do you love yourself? Now you know what? We're living in a time now where the folk don't like themselves. That's another whole message I can preach. Amen. Because the world is putting so much pressure on people, and Christians fall into that same trap sometime. You know, you got to be, you got to wear a certain thing, or else you know, you're not part of the in crowd. You got to drive a certain thing. You got to wear a certain thing, to be a part of the in crowd. And so it puts pressure on people. And I'm talking about even some Christians. It does for the world as well. And sometimes when you feel like you can't measure up, you don't like yourself, or you're disappointed in yourself. Sisters, say yes, Pastor.
Yes.
Those of you watching out there, say yes, Pastor. I mean, I don't know who you are. I may not be your pastor, but just say yes, Pastor, anyway. Listen to me. If you only have one dress to wear, if that's all you got to your name, wear that one dress and keep your head up.
Amen.
Don't be concerned about what somebody else says. If they want you to wear something else, they can give you some dresses. Glory to God. Amen. If they don't like the way your hair look, they can give you some money so you can go to the hairdresser. Keep your head up. Hallelujah. But folks, too many people don't like themselves, even in the body of Christ, when they know Jesus is on their side. Just get to know him better, learn his word, and things will change for you. We know that, don't we? God will change things. Amen. Hallelujah. I am married to a seamstress. And she was a seamstress, first of all, before she ever married me, because she enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
After a little while after we got married, she was a seamstress because she had to be.
Praise God.
And she even made me a suit one time. What'd you ever do with that suit? I don't know where that suit. This is a long time ago. But she actually made me a suit because I wanted another suit and couldn't afford one. And she made me one. Hallelujah. But you know what? We did what we had to do. We wasn't the best dressed people around, but I want to tell you something. We loved Jesus, didn't we? Hallelujah. We loved Jesus. We wasn't the best dressed folks. I'm sure folk talked about us. You know, they've been talking about me all my life anyway. I'm used to it. So it didn't bother me one bit. Hallelujah. It didn't bother me one bit. When I got to know Jesus, it set me free. Y'all listening to me? These guys around here saying sometimes, Jesus set me free. He set me free. And he set me free of people and what people thought about me. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to go do something stupid and crazy. No, and say, well, I don't care what they think. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I go with what I got. I trust God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now I kind of got off on that, but I know that somebody needed it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody needed it.
Yeah.
So, back to 39.
Yeah.
And the second Jesus said is like it. You love your neighbor as yourself. So whatever you do, love yourself and love your neighbor.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard for people to love other people because they don't like themselves.
Amen.
Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. You may not like the way you look, But you look in the mirror at yourself and smile and say, hello, beautiful. Or hello, handsome. When you're constantly talking bad about yourself all the time, talking bad about yourself, start speaking the word of God over you. Amen. Amen. Start speaking God's word over your life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope the camera can keep up with me because I've been all over the place here. Amen. Better watch out. I might start running. Glory to God. So you love your neighbor as yourself. Now, you love your neighbor as yourself. Now look at, let me see where I want to go with this. Yeah, verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments. So what is Jesus saying? The two greatest commandments of all. And as Christians, as believers, as born again believers, these are the two commandments that we are to keep. Because hear me good. If you keep these two commandments, you're keeping all the other. Amen. You know, you hear folks say sometime, not too often, but you hear some folks say, well, you know, I'm just trying to keep the Ten Commandments. No, better yet, why don't you keep the two commandments that Jesus talked about? If you keep the two commandments that Jesus talked about, you got the Ten Commandments covered. Hallelujah. Because if you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, then you're not going to have any other God before Him. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're not going to try to rip your neighbor off. You're not going to try to steal from your neighbor. You're not going to hurt your neighbor in any way. And you sure don't want your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband. She may be beautiful, he may be handsome. But you love God and you love your neighbor and you say, I will never hurt my brother. I'll never hurt my sister. Hallelujah. Keep this up. I might have to call somebody up to shout for me. Now I can shout for myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. But are you hearing me? And the word of God talks about love, love, love. Love is powerful. But we have to make a decision that we are going to love. Now, Pastor, I know, I hear what you're saying, but what about if they don't like you? Well, you pray for them and you love them anyhow. Well, what if they don't want me around them? Stay away from them. Love never fails. Love never fails. You know what? If you're one of those people that act unlovable, I can still love you from a distance. And you sure can't stop me from praying for you. Praying that God bless your life. I want Word of Life to be a love church. I'm not talking about none of this phony, fake stuff. But I'm talking about the love of God. The love of God. Hallelujah. Where you love people whether they're lovable or unlovable. If you see them having a problem in some area, you pray for them. And if you can provide something to help them, you're willing to do that. even if you have to leave it on the porch. You hear me? We are Christians. We are Christians. Like Christ. Like Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all tell me, where have the time gone? Wow. Turn to the Gospel of John, please. Chapter 13. I want you to know something. We are to take on the heart of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And listen, his heart is revealed in Scripture, especially we see it in the Gospels. And we are told to be like him. Yes. Amen. We're told to be like him. Now, John, Gospel of John, chapter 13. Listen to what Jesus said in verse 34. He says, a new commandment. You see that? A new commandment I give to you, that you do what?
Love.
That you do what?
Love.
That you love one another. They have maybe have mistreated you. You love them anyway.
Amen.
Because that's the heart of our Lord. You hear me? That's the heart of our Lord. Because he loved me when I was unlovely. And you know what? All of us got the same testimony there, don't we? All of us got the same testimony. He loved us when we were unlovable. When we were ungodly, he loved us. And now he's telling us, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Hallelujah. Look at verse 35. This is powerful. Verse 35. I'm going to have to quit. We'll probably continue with this next week. I'm not in any big hurry. I just want to make sure that you get it. Verse 35, this is what Jesus says. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. Wow. Wow. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. By what, Jesus? By your love for one another. By your love for one another. Do you know it does not bring God glory when we're fussing and fighting among ourselves? Amen.
Amen.
You know, we in the sanctuary here, we are distanced from one another. You know, we're social distancing and so forth. But you know what? I'm so glad to know that as I look out at you, you're not social distancing simply because you hate the person next to you. Hallelujah. So he said, by this, all will know that you are my disciples, for you have love for one another. Hallelujah. When the world look at the church, they shouldn't look at a joke. You hear me? In other words, they shouldn't take us for a joke. we're saying one thing with our mouths, but they're seeing us do something entirely different. No. When the world see that we are for real, many of them will come to Jesus Christ. You know why? Because they're looking for something real. They're looking for something real. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We honor God when we make a decision to walk in love towards one another. We can't help what other people do. People make up their own mind to do whatever they want to do. But we control what we do. We control our actions. We control our actions. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read, I won't do that. I'm going to give you one more reference, and then we're going to quit. 1 John chapter 4. 1st Epistle of John chapter 4. I want you to see why it is so important that we walk the love walk. Hallelujah. Verse 16, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we'll talk more about this later. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. You see that? God is love. Listen at this. And he who abides in love, guess what? Abides in God and God in him. And that means him or her. But the very God that we serve, our Heavenly Father, is love. Amen. He is wall to wall, floor to ceiling, if I can say it that way, love. Hallelujah. He is love. So if some of you believers, you fellow Christians, start acting out of the way, just say, Lord, I love them. I love them. I pray for them. Or if it's someone in the world that's mistreating you, Lord, I pray for them. I ask you to bless them. I ask that their eyes will be open that they can see. Now, whether it's a believer or non-believer, many times people act the way they act because they are blind. I'm not talking about physically blind. But the Bible tells us that Satan blinds the minds of people so that they can't see clearly. Sometimes people do crazy stuff simply because they don't really understand the consequences of what they're doing or saying, how it hurt people, you know? But that's the reason we need to pray for them so that they will see. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has this blessed you today?
Yes.
How about you folks out there? Did this bless y'all? Amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say it loud. Amen. Praise the name of